let's start down Longboat Key. And one of my longtime favorites is Euphemia Hay. What a great name, Euphemia Hay.
Absolutely.
And it's the owner's grandmother's name. You feel like you're maybe dining in Euphemia's house if you're allowed to be on a first-name basis with Euphemia Hay. Roast duckling, and they have a peppered steak, not pepper steak, but a peppered steak where it's a strip steak rolled in peppercorns. And everything I've ever had there is just first rate. So Euphemia Hay on Longboat Key. On the way down back to Sarasota is the Old Salty Dog. And this is just a dive. You sit outside on the bridge there on the river, and this is where, they do have hot dogs, sure. It's called Salty Dog. But I like to go for the oysters or maybe the peel-em-yourself shrimp and just sit there in the sun and enjoy some good food and some good weather.
When you're on the coast, you got to have a place like that.
Yeah. Now, back in St. Pete, there's another kind of divey place that I really like called The Wharf. And this is on Paso Grill. It's on the Intracoastal. Oh. You can sit there at this rustic little bar. It looks like it was just tacked together that morning. And watch the boats go by. A really good lobster roll. I was really surprised. I actually dined there twice in one weekend. And I don't do that a lot when I'm traveling.
That's quite a thumbs up.
I find one place and go to another. But the first night that I was dining, I had a very nice grilled mahi-mahi. But a woman who was leaving, she said, next time you got to have the lobster roll. And she said, I'm from Boston. I know lobster rolls. So
okay, that's an endorsement.
I figure that's an endorsement. So I went back the next day for lunch. I didn't even have to look at the menu. I said, I'm having a lobster roll. And she was right. It was a pretty darn good lobster roll.
Excellent.
So I do recommend that. Good cold beer. Don't even look at the wine list. You know, this is a place you go for a beer or a cocktail. And don't worry about fine dining here. Now, up in Tampa, of course, everybody knows Burns. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of Burns.
Really?
And I know people are always surprised by that, but I think the place is resting on its laurels. I find the decor tawdry, and the steaks have never impressed me that much. It's one of those places where if you haven't been, you should probably go just so that you can make your own decisions. I've been wrong before. A lot of people just really love Burns, although I think it's a question of the emperor's new clothes. People are just afraid to say, hey, you know, this restaurant is naked. But it's fun to go for the tour alone. I mean, the place is amazing. I believe they still have the world's largest restaurant wine cellar. And you can take a tour through there. They keep big saltwater tanks on the roof of the restaurant where they have the fresh fish. So it really is fresh fish. I prefer the same owners next door. They have a restaurant called Sideburns. And it's a much more modern. It's stylish. Now, I do have to say that I have not been back since the original chef, Jeannie Parola, left. So I don't know how things are. But if somebody said, hey, you want to go to Sideburns or Burns, I'd say Sideburns.
Thank you very much for the Gulf Coast tour, Scott.
You're welcome.